The construction crew is hard at work building a $45 million new facility for Jefferson Houston School, a facility that offers kindergarten through the eighth grade. Bea Porter has two grandchildren that attend school here, and she says hopes were high 3 years ago when the school got a new principal.
When she first came in, they brought in a CEO, they brought in other staff, new principals, new vice principals. They took away half of the teachers, brought in new teachers. That hasn't made a difference.
Now school leaders are looking for yet another new principal, the sixth new principal in the last 12 years. Test scores have been so low here for so long that the state was threatening to take over the school until a judge declared the effort unconstitutional. Rosa Lynn lives across the street from the school, and she says she will probably not send her daughter here.
It is one of the failing schools in Virginia, so I just don't want to risk that. I think she needs to be in an environment in which other students believe in achievement.
If it wasn't for several Head Start classrooms that were added after the site plan to the school was already approved, the building would be half empty when it opens this fall. Reporting from the construction site of Jefferson Houston School, I'm Michael Pope.